Okay, let's call this meeting to order. Everyone, please rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Cook.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Coacher.
Here.
Leschewski.
Here.
Freighters?
Nay.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? Okay, hearing none, we do have a presentation, a certificate of recognition for Betty Schoenholtz from Senior Services. Betty, if you would come forward. And for those of you that don't know Betty, Betty has been our longtime Executive Director of Senior Services. How are you doing, Betty?
Fine.
If you don't mind, I'm going to read out just a brief list of your accomplishments. So she's worked on Senior Services for 45 years or so. Actually helped found the agency as a board member, now Executive Director. Actually, I remember this, helped the city establish the current Senior Garbage Discount Program. Senior Services has served as a nonprofit and a research center for over a decade. Betty served as our chairperson for the Senior Ad Hoc Committee. Worked hard to state that the Beecher Center storage shed funded and built. Partnered extensively with Tim Evans from our Parks and Rec Department on things like Grandparents Day, Bunny Breakfast and Acon Breakfast with Santa, the barbecue at Hometown Days. I know that one of the programs you do is restorative yoga. That I know you did at Newport Beach Center, so they do it down at the Van Emmon Activity Center. And they partnered so much with Parks and Rec that they actually gave them a certificate of appreciation recently for the services. And Eric brought up one good point that I would like to mention. This, I thought this was pretty ingenious. She worked with all the local utility companies to set up a fashion show where all the agencies dressed up in their field uniforms with their credentials. So seniors would know if someone was at their door reading the meter or working in the yard, you know, they knew what that person looked like. So that was ingenious. So for all you Betty, we'd like to present you with this certificate. And it reads, the Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville present this certificate to Betty Schoenholtz in recognition of her many hours of dedication, leadership, and commitment to providing services to the elderly in our community and for all her contributions and achievements as the Executive Director of Senior Services Associates in the United City of Yorkville. Congratulations, presented this 25th day of September 2018. To approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now we do have some minutes for approval. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meetings of August 28, 2018 and September 11, 2018 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes?
Did anyone read the August 28th minutes all the way through? Excellent work.
Thank you.
Because watching the video back and listening to the audio, I would have been hitting pause every 5 seconds. So, honestly, very excellent work. That was a tough meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, no comments, other comments, corrections? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we didn't do a roll call on the consent, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, moving on to Mayor's Report. We have an update for National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month proclamation.
Yeah, I had every intention of having this be the last update, but I was just at Aurora City Council, and as they read the number of participating cities, I got three more emails. So I think what we're going to do, and we also got a whole bunch of mail this last week, so I don't have a final number, which I'm okay with. But as the month kind of closes out, I was prepared to kind of give you a little report. So what I'll do is I'll give you the quick and dirty, and then I'm not going to bore you by reading out every city and state. But that was my plan initially, is I have, you know, 270 different names and states to read. I think it's important that we recognize all of them individually. Whether I do that at this meeting, I'm not going to do that. But I'll just give you a quick update. Because I'm pretty excited about where this has turned up. So 3,224 personal emails have been sent since you guys gave me permission on April 24th. cities, 18 different counties, and 38 different states have signed on to adopt the proclamation. When I originally typed this up today at 3:49 p.m., it was 227 plus 18 in 37. So the numbers I had are for that, so back off. So that means with 227 cities, that's 16,098,519 residents. In 18 counties, that's 10,151,941 residents. And a total figure of potential impact of the NSPAMP project, with probably a good amount of some overlap, is 26,250,460 United States citizens have had their government representatives actually say, suicide sucks, suicide is an issue. There are services available all over the country. Believe me, I've emailed 49 out of 50 states only because I cannot find an email for anyone who lives in Alaska. And then also, we're all human. It's okay not to be okay. Your day can suck. The world would suck a lot more if you were not here. So I'm grateful for your help, for allowing this to happen. So so it hasn't really gotten any easier to talk about suicide, and I hate wearing the shirt because sometimes people look at you like they want you to say something, and I have nothing to say other than here's a hug. Real quick example, on Friday night we were waiting for the ice cream social at IML, and I was with Pam Parr. If you guys don't know Pam Parr from the Village of Oswego, she's one of my favorite people, and we're kind of like we're a comedy duo when we're out in public. And a lady stopped me as we were walking towards the waffle cones, and she goes, "Why are you wearing that shirt?" And I kind of kneeled down and I said, "Well, I'm sick of my friends checking out earlier than I wish they would." And she said that her son had completed suicide. And I quickly said, "Can I hug the hell out of you?" She said, "Please." So I hugged this complete stranger, got up, and she said, "Thank you." And I walked and had my ice cream, and then I had to sit there going, "Ugh, I don't know how people can move when you're so stuck." And it's strange for me. You know, I got three kids. They're all awesome. They don't brush their teeth, and they don't listen very often. But they're all individually awesome. My kids, I hope, know that it's okay to have a bad day. People don't judge you for what happens to you. People judge you for how you react to what happens to you. And I have this thing going with my kids where, like, my oldest will just jab at my littlest, and I'll hear the little one react. And he's like, how come Dylan doesn't get in trouble? He's the oldest. Dylan didn't react like a complete freak. So that kind of has been applying to my life over and over and over again, where it's, you're not going to get judged because your friend completed suicide. But eventually I will be judged for how I respond to it. And I don't know if I'm done yet, but it's freaking miserable. And so I'm admitting that it's okay not to be okay. I'm not okay. I'm getting better. My wife is gorgeous. My kids are happy and healthy. They still don't brush their teeth. But I'm looking forward to a day when this conversation can be something that every city council has a public discussion about suicide. Because for some reason, everybody thinks that taxes and the water rate and your garbage rate don't impact the quality of life. From a standpoint of, I'm not going to take the final action because my water rate has increased. Well, the stress of talking about the water rate increasing can sometimes, I'm not saying for this council because we're all relatively strong, I would think, but the stress of discussing even the most mundane topics can be so stressful that people might take their life. A city north of Chicago, an alderman completed suicide 2 years ago. In this city where I graduated college, in Macomb, Illinois, in 2016, the fire chief completed suicide. So we're not just talking about the people that we are representing. The representatives themselves are dealing with the same crap. So again, everybody up here and everybody who's an elected official anywhere or an appointed official, it is okay to have a bad day. And if there's ever anything that I can do for you, please let me know. But just remember, you're human and you are enough. So, thanks.
Thank you, Joel. I mean, we definitely commend you for your work on it and raising awareness. And the Lord knows suicide has affected our community. So thank you. Okay, moving on. I will entertain a motion to amend prior approval to construct an 8-foot shared use path and provide for a 5-foot sidewalk in lieu thereof.
So moved.
Any comments or questions on changing this from a path to a sidewalk? Roll call, please.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Turles?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, we have no committee reports and nothing from Park Board. Under PZC, I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving a special use for a tavern on Lot 6 of Kendall Crossing and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Turles?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
No city council report, city clerk's report?
No report.
Any community and liaison reports?
Ooh.
Ooh.
This Saturday, the 29th, if you guys don't remember, I live in a neighborhood that just got brand new roads. They're throwing a 5K called Rub the Whispers. All of the money raised for the 5K is being donated to Suicide Prevention Services in Batavia and Hope for the Day in Chicago. We have SOBs has stepped up as the food provider and sponsor of the event, along with Heartland Beverage, Brian Kirby. So there will be pork and hot dogs, and then a whole bunch of craft beers, and then some regular beers for those who don't enjoy deliciousness. We also have prizes from Barrel and Rye in Geneva, the Burger Local in Geneva, Crusade, Rowdy's threw in some gift bags, Tiki Tang. I'm going to miss this, but there's like 50 prizes for this thing. So even though most of anybody who's listening right now has missed the t-shirt cutoff, I will assure you that we will throw one hell of a party. You will run on the newest roads in all of Yorkville. And there's going to be a whole bunch of pork. So we're having a pork party in a parking lot. Always wanted to say that.
Very cool.
Saturday, 2 p.m.
Anyone else? Thursday at the law office, there is a celebrity bartender fundraiser for the Save the Jail group. So after my Metro West meeting on Thursday night, I will be going down there to bartend. So I will be behind the bar about 9:30 at night. Stop on by.
Uh-oh.
Any staff reports?
No.
Any additional business? No executive session? Any citizen comments? Anything you would like to talk about? Meeting adjourned.
Whoa. Now I'm going to talk to you.
14 minutes.